Development. President William Ruto has announced initiatives aimed at fostering development and improving livelihoods of the residents across the 9 constituencies of Bungoma County. During his 4-day in Bungoma County, the president assured that his government is committed to initiating development plans geared at changing the livelihoods of Wenanchi. He noted that during the election, the residents stood with him. "This was the time I needed a friend, and you helped me bag the 2022 general election, something that I will forever be grateful," he said. Ruto donated Shush 10 million at Machaca Technical Training Institute, TTI, for its expansion and 100 computers to the institution, saying the computers were expected to enhance the digital literacy and technical skills of the students. "The government is committed to advancing education and technological proficiency," he said. On his way to Bungoma County State Lounge, the president told Nzoia Sugar Factory workers that he has allocated Shush 150 million, which has been disbursed to the company to pay salary arrears. "This payment is meant to boost the morale of the workers and stabilize operations at the company," he said. He revealed that Nzoia farmers would receive the remaining 20% of their Shush 54 million dues starting Monday, ensuring they are fully compensated for their produce. Bungoma Senator Wafula Wakili welcomes the head of state ahead of his 4-day visit in Bungoma County. Looking on is Governor Kenneth Lusaka. End. KNA. The president also revealed that plans to restore Agricultural Development Corporation, ADC, tractors at Nzoia Company were underway and would take effect very soon. He noted that the initiative would help maintain the nuclear estate in prime condition, thereby supporting agricultural productivity and efficiency. He confirmed that the Treasury has released Shush 61 million to continue the construction of the industrial park at Sangalo Kabuchai constituency. The funding will expedite the development of the park that is expected to become a hub for industrial activities and job creation, he noted. In a major boost to the area's infrastructure, the president unveiled a Shush 27 billion rural electrification program seeking to connect 600,000 residents, including those in Bungoma, to the national power grid over the next 2 years. Ruto added that the projects were poised to bring about transformative changes, driving economic growth and improving the quality of life for residents not only to the county, but also to the region at large. John Wekesa from Webiye noted that Ruto's visit showed the government's commitment to addressing both immediate needs and long-term development goals in Bungoma County. Meanwhile, Nzoia Company expressed their gratitude to the president for his considerate gesture and acknowledged lack of staff as one of their main challenges. National Assembly Speaker Moses Wetangula praised the head of state for his commitment to the people of Bungoma. "They deserve it since they played a pivotal role in his 2022 electoral victory." Ruto has left his state house in Nairobi and decided to spend 4 days with us here. "Isn't that genuine love for the people of Bungoma?" he remarked. The speaker noted that during the last general elections, they both traversed the region with Ruto to engage the people with respectful dialogue. He further noted that they united with other regions and formed the government by voting Ruto, "since the people believed in you and shall walk with you in future." Wetangula laid emphasis on the positive loyalty and reciprocal gestures, noting the appointment of several individuals from the region to prominent government positions, saying in the last regime, the region had only one cabinet secretary, CS, position. "Now, we have our daughter Susan Nakamicha as health CS, Ababu Namwamba as sports CS, prime cabinet secretary Masalia Mudavadi, yours truly as the speaker of the National Assembly, several principal secretaries, and ambassadors. This is truly our government," he said. Wetangula urged residents to support the Kenya Kwanza government and allow it time to deliver on its promises. H also assured Nzoia staff that their funds and the balance for farmers had been disbursed. Wetangula also highlighted the significance of Bungoma hosting Madaraka Day, calling it an honor that means a lot to the residents. He encouraged leaders and citizens to unite and collaborate for meaningful progress. Leaders present included Bungoma Governor Kenneth Lusaka, Bungoma Senator Wafula Wakoli, MPs Didmus Barasa, John Waluke, Catherine Wambilinga, Martin Wanyonyi, Dan Wanyama, John Chikati, among others.